listener production.
This was a horrific act of violence, indiscriminately targeted at innocent people going about an ordinary Saturday doing their shopping.
The Prime Minister there describing the horrific massacre at Bondi Junction. Hello, David Dolan here. The death toll stands at 6 this morning, 5 women and 1 man. However, it's feared that could rise as a number of casualties fight for life in hospital. One of the victims has been identified as first-time mum Ash Good. She's the mother of the little baby who was also stabbed. Sky News reporter Laura Jays was a friend.
They both went into surgery. Her husband, not knowing if either of them have survived, and now the worst possible news.
Little is known about the killer, who was shot dead by a brave female police officer. It's believed he's a 40-year-old man. His motive unclear. However, police have ruled out terrorism. Incredible tales of bravery have emerged as shoppers ran for their lives. Bystanders armed with bollards and chairs tried to fight off the attacker. This shopkeeper telling Seven how she tried to keep people safe.
We heard screaming, people ran into the store, and a woman dropped down and she stopped moving, and then the attacker ran past our store, so we tried to lock some customers in.
World leaders have passed on their condolences, including King Charles. Now, this awful story is deeply distressing. Don't forget, Lifeline is available on 13 11 14. NRL first, and the Sharks have heaped more pressure on embattled Souths coach Jason Demetriou, beating the Bunnies 34-22. Despite talk he's on borrowed time, Demetriou insists it's business as usual.
I won't walk around with my head down. I've got no reason to. And I'm excited about turning it around. You know, if that changes, well, time will tell.
In the AFL, the Dockers have again let a late lead slip, falling to Port Adelaide in a three-point thriller. A late goal from Jason Horne-Francis proving the difference, while the Gold Coast Suns have got their season back on track with a 53-point thumping of Hawthorn. And the Blues have suffered their first loss of the year, the Crows getting up by 2 points in a nail-biter. And in golf, Aussie duo Cam Smith and Cam Green remain in the hunt at the US Masters, just a few shots behind leader Scottie Scheffler. Checking weather around the country, partly cloudy and 27 in Brisbane and the Gold Coast today, sunny and 26 degrees in Sydney, a fine day in Canberra reaching 22, partly cloudy in Melbourne, 20 the top, grey skies in Hobart chasing 21, mostly sunny and 22 degrees in Adelaide, and blue skies and 27 for Perth. Secrets We Keep, Nest of Traitors is the new listener podcast about the spy who betrayed Australia. Download now and listen for free.